Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And for more on Hurricane Ian, we are joined by ABC News correspondent Morgan Norwood, who is down in Tampa, Florida right now. And Morgan, we've gotten to see some of the damage in Florida after Hurricane Ian plowed through there yesterday. First, how are things looking where you are? And also, what have state officials had to say about the damage?
Yeah, Jay, we've had some really scary hours here in Florida, especially overnight with the storms. Here in Tampa, lots of debris around the city. But, you know, the urgent thing here across the state is search and rescue teams. They are still working. They are combing through these barrier islands, the Coast Guard rescuing dozens of people. We also know a flooding catastrophe happening further inland, the governor calling it a 500-year flood event. And, of course, as you mentioned, the death toll now stands at 7. The fear now is that could continue to climb, especially as first responders hit the streets and begin some of those rescues and search operations.
And it sounds like, from how President Biden described it earlier, this could be one of the most devastating storms really in Florida's history. What kind of task is in front of these first responders, having to not only find, unfortunately, the dead, but also people who may be just hanging on to survive out there?
Yeah, it's going to be a huge task for them. I mean, listen, Daybreak is now revealing, you know, this huge path of destruction. I mean, Ian absolutely shredded the state of Florida. Of course, we know it made landfall near Fort Myers, for example. You know, winds up to 140 miles per hour tearing off roofs. You also had that dangerous storm surge that tends to push debris around like freight. Mangled boats just littered along the beach. You had wreckage scattered across the sand. And then, as you mentioned, the water rescues, you know, a high water stranding families who really thought that they could ride this out. So I mentioned the debris because that is what first responders are going to have to wade through. It's going to be a tricky situation for them to begin to navigate some of the conditions. And keep in mind, it is still raining in some parts of Florida as well. They are still dealing with flooding. And so, you know, they're having to venture out in these conditions to make these water rescues.
And I know you just mentioned there, because the storm still technically is pulling through the east side of the state right now. You've been in Tampa this week to experience this storm. I have a question really for you. Having experienced this firsthand, what is something that people listening here in the Philadelphia area may not quite understand about being in the midst of a storm of this magnitude?
You know, it's easy to look at it and think, oh, you know, she's just standing out there with the wind and rain and everything blowing. It's really not that bad. But as someone who lived in Florida and as a native North Carolinian who's very used to hurricanes along the Atlantic and just battering the coast there, I can tell you that these storms are not to be played with. I have seen what it looks like in terms of the recovery, how it destroys, you know, homes and livelihoods and businesses. I've witnessed that firsthand. And unfortunately, that is the same road that many of these people here in Florida are going to have to walk through. So our hearts are definitely with those who are impacted by this historic and destructive storm.
Morgan, we certainly know you're not just simply standing out there getting rained on. You've been doing a lot of hard work all week long down there in Tampa. This is ABC News' Morgan Norwood. She's been in Tampa, Florida, covering what is now Tropical Storm Ian, but could become a hurricane again at some point during the evening. Morgan, thank you so much for joining us here on KYW News Radio.
Thank you for having me, Jay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.